morning. It's a joy to see you all, youth, adults, friends, and families. It's too close. Let's begin our time together with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with grateful hearts. Thank you for gathering us here as one family to worship and seek your presence. Lord, as we open your word, we ask you, quiet our minds and soften our hearts. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, fully known and deeply loved. Speak to each of us today, Lord, and let your Spirit move freely among us, drawing us closer to you. We commit this time into your mighty hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think we all have felt misunderstood at some point, right? Yeah, maybe someone judged you without really knowing you. Or maybe you have thought, if people really knew what's inside me, my fears, my mistakes, they would turn away. Yeah, but Psalm 139 teaches this powerful truth. There is someone who knows you completely and loves you completely. That is God Himself. King David wrote this psalm in awe that the Creator of heaven and earth knows him personally and loves him personally. Let's read this together. Ready? O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high, I cannot attain it. My first point is God's omniscience. God knows me completely. In verse 1, the closing prayer request of this Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart, powerfully echoes its opening statement, amplifying the Psalm's central theme, that is God's profound knowledge of his people. God's profound knowledge of his people. In verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. We dive right into this theme with the compelling declaration, you have searched me and known me. Yeah, this Hebrew word search means to examine carefully, to clearly understand, to discern, to discover, have absolute knowledge. Like the miner searching for treasure. And yeah, the Hebrew word search, hakar, it means to search thoroughly, to examine carefully, to examine intimately, to find out, to see through, like x-ray. Okay. Yeah, like the miner searching for the treasure, brothers and sisters, God doesn't look at you casually. God doesn't look at you casually. He studies you. He studies you with care because you matter deeply. You matter deeply. David begins by saying that God knows him completely, but it doesn't stop there. Verse 2 to 6 take it to a whole new level, showcasing the awe-inspiring truth that God is intimately aware of every aspect of our lives. He knows our every action, every word we speak, and even the deepest recess of our thoughts. Verse 2 to 3, God sees every part of our lives. God doesn't just see what we do on the outside. God understands our hearts, our thoughts, and our motives. God knows what we will say. It's said in verse 4. Verse 4, even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Before we even speak a word, God already knows what we are going to say. What do you think? God understands our thoughts before they become words. This shows just how great God's knowledge is. He knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows us better than we know ourselves. God's knowledge can feel overwhelming. Verse 5 and 6 indicate that sometimes realizing that God knows everything about us can feel overwhelming or even confining. David felt like God's knowledge surrounded him on all sides and that he couldn't do anything without God allowing it. But David responds in verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. David also realized that God's knowledge is wonderful. God's knowledge is wonderful. It's beyond our understanding. Extraordinary and amazing. We can't fully grasp how much God knows. We can't fully grasp how much God knows, but we can trust that His knowledge is for our good. His knowledge of us is for our good. Nothing about us is hidden from God. This exploration of divine omniscience leaves us in awe and wonder. This exploration of divine omniscience leaves us in awe and wonder. This is both comforting and challenging. Comforting because we are fully known and loved, and challenging because we can't hide anything from God. We can't hide anything from God. God's knowledge of us is inescapable, yet filled with love. God's knowledge of us is inescapable, yet filled with love. He's not terrified. God is not terrified. He is amazed. Application. God's complete knowledge of us means we don't have to pretend or hide. We can come to God honestly, knowing He already sees everything. God's understanding brings comfort in times of loneliness and confusion. He knows what we are going through, even when others don't. He knows what we are going through, even others don't. even your good friends don't. Let's invite God to search our hearts, just as David did, and trust Him to lead us in the right way. Think about playing hide and seek as a child. Have you played hide and seek before? I don't know about the young generation. Yes, you did. Yeah. You might find the best hiding spot in the house or yard, but eventually someone finds you. David says that no matter where we try to hide, even to the highest heaven or the deepest place, God is already there. We can never hide from Him. And that's good news, because His presence means we are never alone. So let's read together. Ready? Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take wings of the calm morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. We can't run away from God. David asked two questions. Okay. Sorry. Yes, this is my second point. Is God's omnipresence. God's omnipresence. God, that means God is always there, always everywhere. God is always everywhere and always with me. Okay, we can't run away from God. Verse 1, verse 7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? David asked two questions. Yeah. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Nowhere. Nowhere. The answer is nowhere. David realized that God knows everything and is everywhere. So he wonders if he can escape from God. No matter where we go, brothers and sisters, God is always there. We can't hide from Him, and we don't need to. We don't need to hide from Him. God's presence is constant in our lives. David gives example. If he goes up to heaven, God is there. If he goes down to the deepest place, God is there too. Even if he could travel as fast as light or live at the farthest place on earth, even on the moon, God would still be with him. David isn't trying to run away because he's guilty or afraid. Instead, he is amazed and comforted that God will always lead and hold him. God will always lead and hold him, no matter where he is. Lead and hold him. Let's see the words. Yes, these words. The word presence in... Yes, wait. In Hebrew, is a hakar, means face. Face, our face. God's face. Okay. And that's the word. Oh, sorry, hem in. This word, hem in. The word hem in here is, this is actually in verse 5, verse 6. It's to confine. God's hem in, God shut in, God protect us, surround us like a hedge. Cover us, protect us. Verse 12. Okay. Sometimes the night can feel scary and overwhelming. David says that even the darkness, God sees us just as clearly as in the light. Daylight, darkness and light are the same to God. He is never limited by what we can or can't see. Because of these, we can always feel safe and secure, knowing God is watching over us. God is always watching over us. The psalmist David reminds us that God is equally close to everyone, no matter who you are, no matter who you are. God is equally close to you. You can run from people, but you can't run out God. You can run from people, right? Many times you run from people, but you can't run out God. God's love always pursues you. Pursues you. God's love always pursues you. Yes, just now we just see that's the Hebrew words is face. Like he is always looking at you, his face, oh baby. Yes, his face is always looking at you. Imagine. Yeah, when I'm too much, I have too much thing to think about during the night, and then when I imagine that God's face is just here, God's presence is just with me, then I'll sleep better. God's face. Imagine God's face. So I'm application. No matter where you go or where, what you face right now, you are never alone. God always with you. You are never alone, no matter what you are facing now. You don't have to be afraid of the dark time of life, in life. Because God's presence is just as real that is in the lights. Illustration, think of it like a child running to their parents during the thunderstorm. The storm might not stop, but there's peace in their parents' arms. Dear brothers and sisters, the storm might not stop, but you can rest in his arm. You can rest in God's arm. That's what God's presence does. It doesn't always end the storm, but it comes the heart. It comes the heart. Trust God to guide you, protect you, and hold you wherever you are. Verse 13 to 18, God's amazing power in creating us. Let's read this together. For you formed in my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days they were formed from me, and as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Verse 13, for you created me. This is in NIV version, reads like this. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So the word knit means to weave skillfully, to thread by thread. Brothers and sisters, God crafted you deliberately. God crafted you deliberately. Your DNA, your emotions, your personality, and your gifts. God crafted you deliberately. Verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully means made with reverence and care. You are made with reverence and care. Wonderfully means made beautifully and uniquely. So you are made beautifully and uniquely. So David says that God is the one who made us. Just like a potter shapes clay or a weaver carefully knits a piece of cloth, God formed each of us with care. Even before we were born, David is amazed at how God created him, and he praised God for his wonderful work. This shows that every person is valuable in God. Every person is valuable in God, right from the very beginning of life. Verse 15 and 16, God watches over us even before birth. David explained that God saw him even when he was still growing inside his mother. The word frame means our bones, and the depth of the earth. It's a way of saying the womb, mother's womb. Even no one else could see David, God was there shaping him. God knew all about David's life before he was even born. God has a plan for each of us, brothers and sisters. God has a plan for each of us. And he knows every day we will live. God knows everything, but we still have choice. God's knowledge is so great that he knows everything that we that will happen and everything we will do. But that doesn't mean that we are just robots. We are not robots. God gives us the freedom to make choices, even though he already knows what we will decide. Life is precious to God. Life is precious to God. Verse 16 and 17 to 18. These verses show that life begins at the conception. Life begins at conception, not just at birth. This is important when we talk about the value of life. Every life is precious to God. Every life is precious to God. Your life is precious to God. Even before we are born. David's words remind us to protect and honor life, to protect and honor life, because God is the one who gives it. God is the one who gives the life. Verse 17 to 18. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. David finishes by saying that God's plan for us are good and full of love. God's plans of us are good and full of love. Every morning when we wake up, God is with us. God never leaves us, and He always cares for us. Application. You are not an accident. God made you on purpose and with love. God made you on purpose and with love. God values your life. Even before you were born, God's plans for you are good. God's plans for you are good. And He's always with you. Let's thank God for His amazing power and care. And let's value every life as He does. This is the third point that I... Okay, David's... Let's see. Okay. 19 to 4. Sorry, a bit messy here. So, brothers and sisters, just now is let's read together this. Verses 19 to 24. Ready? Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O man of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So this is my last point. David's loyalty and honest prayer. Search my heart, Lord. David reflected, the psalmist David, reflected on God's attributes. God's attributes. God is all-knowing, God's presence everywhere, God's unlimited power. Amid these thoughts, David focused on his current troubles. David's troubles. David turns his thoughts to the people who are attacking him. He asked God to deal with those who want to harm him. These enemies are not just against David. They are also disrespected God, using God's name for evil purpose. They use God's name for evil purpose. God, out of loyalty to God, David says he hates those who hate God. Here, hate means he rejects their ways and does not want to be like them. David does not want to be like them. David's strong feelings are not about personal revenge, but about standing with God and rejecting evil. Standing with God and rejecting evil. Verse 23 to 24, David invites God to search his heart. David ends the psalm with a humble and sincere prayer. He asks God to search his heart and test his thoughts to make sure he is not like those enemies. David wants God to show him if there is anything wrong in his life so he can change and follow God's way. Do you do that? He trusts that God knows him completely and will lead him in the right path. Application for us. When we face opposition or see evil around us, we can stand with God and choose what is right. How do you know what is right? It's in the Bible. What is right is written in the Bible. Read the Bible. Like David, we should ask God to search our hearts. We should ask God to search our hearts. Do you ask God to search your hearts? Ask God to show us our faults and help us grow. I always ask God to take away my evil thoughts. God's knowledge of us is not meant to scare us. Okay? God's knowledge of us is not meant to scare us, but to help us become more like Him. Conclusion and application. God knows me completely. Be honest with God. Live a holy life. We are invited to be honest. We are invited to be honest before God. God invites us to be honest before God, trusting that His knowledge of us is always wrapped in love. Wrapped in love. God is always with me. You are never alone. God's presence is your comfort and your courage. So live courageously, enjoy God's presence. God designed you wonderfully. You are God's masterpiece. Tell this to your friend. You are God's masterpiece. Yes, you are God's masterpiece. Created with intention. You are created with intention and care. Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful for who you are. So, God designed you wonderfully. Value your life and others' life. And serve and shine for God. Oh, sorry. Number 4, search my heart, Lord. Invite God to search your heart. God's knowledge of you is not meant to scare you, but to help you to become more like Him. To help you to become more like Him. So seek God's guidance, brothers and sisters, and stand firm in Christ. Stand firm in Christ. So finally, application is be honest with God, live with courage, value your life, and others seek God's guidance. So let's close by thanking God for His inescapable presence, His perfect knowledge, and His amazing love. May we walk out these doors confident that we are fully known, deeply loved, and never alone. Never alone. Brothers and sisters, shall we pray together? Together with this PowerPoint, verse 23 and 24. And then I will lead a prayer. Let's pray together with these two verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for knowing us completely and loving us deeply. As we live today, help us to walk in your truth, trust your presence, and value the life you have given us. Search our hearts, Lord. Search our hearts. Guide our steps and empower us to live boldly for you. Help us to share your love and shining your light wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.